Hey there, champions. This is Jake Cutter, your daily dose of motivation right here in your ears. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? Like your emotions are taking the wheel and driving you crazy? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, building emotional intelligence and empathy through mindfulness. It's about becoming that Zen master, that calm in the storm, even when life throws curveballs your way. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy, touchy-feely thing. This is serious game-changer stuff that will level up every aspect of your life, from your relationships to your career and everything in between. First off, let's talk about what it actually means to be emotionally intelligent. It's not just being happy all the time, although that's a bonus. It's about understanding your own emotions, knowing how they affect you and others, and learning to manage them effectively. Think of it like having an emotional GPS guiding you through the rollercoaster ride of life with clarity and purpose. Now, empathy. That's about stepping into someone else's shoes and truly understanding their perspective, even if it's different from yours. It's about feeling what they feel, seeing the world through their eyes. And guess what? Empathy is a superpower. It builds stronger connections, breaks down barriers, and creates a more compassionate world. So, how do we cultivate this emotional ninja skill set? Mindfulness, my friends, mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in a book or a conversation, and time just melts away? That's mindfulness in action. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your emotional intelligence and empathy. 1. Become a feelings detective. Take the time to actually name and acknowledge your emotions. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try something like, "I'm feeling frustrated because." Being specific helps you understand the root cause of your feelings and deal with them more effectively. 2. Practice active listening. Really hear what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and words. Ask clarifying questions to show you're engaged and genuinely interested in understanding their perspective. 3. Embrace your inner observer. Think of yourself as a detached observer of your own thoughts and feelings. Notice them without getting swept away by them. You can be aware of anger, sadness, or fear without letting those emotions control your actions. It's like watching a movie. You experience the story, but don't become part of it. 4. Cultivate compassion. Practice extending kindness and understanding to yourself and others, even when things get tough. Remember that everyone is going through their own unique journey. A little empathy can go a long way in building bridges and fostering stronger connections. 5. Make mindfulness a daily ritual. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing or meditation can make a world of difference. Find what works for you, whether it's taking a walk in nature, listening to calming music, or simply sitting quietly and observing your breath. Think about that time you had a heated argument with someone. Did you listen to understand their perspective? Or were you just waiting for your chance to retort? Now imagine approaching that same situation with empathy and active listening. Wouldn't it have been a completely different experience? This is the power of emotional intelligence and mindfulness. It's not about being perfect, it's about continuously striving to be better, to understand ourselves and others more deeply, and to navigate life with grace, compassion, and intention. Remember, champions, you've got this. Go out there and start building your emotional intelligence and empathy muscle. The world needs more of it. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and never stop being your best self.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.